So this is Simon Shin Mem in the Ktzes HaKoshen Sifkot and Gimel. What I think we should probably do is do the Rebbe Chonin and then the Ktzes, and then just try and reconstruct it that way. Does that work for you?
It works, except we looked at the Rebbe Chonin, but we don't have it with us right now. I can
email it to you.
I might have it from last time. Let me have a look.
Did you get it?
Yeah, we got it. I have it.
Okay. So this is Kovachurim's Tafresh Nun Tes. Daf Kuf Ayin Beis Amud Beis. Ma'ashik Savna L'Male Beviu Divrei HaMagid Mishne Behodu Shoyme Bevalim Potum Begzeres HaKosuv Yesh Tafar Shebishnei Oifonim. So we know that there's a Ptur of Baalim. That's stated Mefurish in the Torah. Im Baalav Imoy. The Chiyuvim of a Shoymer is if the Baalim Ein Baalav Imoy. The Chiyuvim of a Shoymer is if the Baalim aren't there. And the Rambam states it in the beginning of She'elah Pikodon, where he brings Ashur, Kelim, Obehem, 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 and so on, the Ovad, the Nignar, Afidunena, Senus Godel, the Mesach Hayav, L'Shalem, Hakol, Shenema, the Chiyi, Shal Ishme, Imre, Ehu, the Nishba, the Mes, Baalav, Ein, Imo, Shalem, Yeshalem. So this, the Magid Mishnah, says that's a Gzeras HaKosuf. There's no, it's not based on an understanding of the Shomrim. That's a Gzeres HaKosuf. And Rebbe Chonin says there are two ways to explain the mechanics of the Gzeres HaKosuf. Either we've got to say, the Sibas HaChiyuv Sheyeshna B'Stam Shomer Leko B'Shmira B'Vailim, that whatever causes the Chiyuv of a Shomer doesn't apply if the Bailim are there. But when the Shomer is there, when the Bailim is there, you don't have the Chiyuv in a Shomer. You're not a Shomer. So if there's a question whether the Baalim were there or not, we don't know that for sure. The Sofik is whether you're a Shomer or not. That's the Sofik. But the second way of learning is, no, a person, even if the Baalim is there, he's a full Shomer with all the Chiyuvim of a Shomer. The only thing is, Elo the Baalim who dover up Poiter, but Baalim is a Ptur. So those are the two ways of looking at it. Either that Baalim is a Ptur, or that Baalim removes him from being a Shomer.
Stam Shomer Gamkin Mishmer Baalim. Hello? Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Yes.
Well, the Sofek, and therefore the second way, Ihavi Bevaalim, Sibas Achiyuv Yeshna. So now if we look at the Sofek and say, were the Baalim there or weren't the Baalim there? And we say, well, the Sibas Achiyuv is there. Bevaadai Vahasofek Huim Yesh Bezeh Dover HaPoter. The question is whether or not there was a p'tur. In that case, v'shayach b'zeh lo me'ein sofik p'tur mo'itzim yidei v'adei chiyuv. We know there's certainly a chiyuv shmira, and we're not sure whether there's a p'tur of Baalim. So ein sofik mo'itzim yidei v'adei, and that's the nafkimine between the two ways of understanding the gzeres hakosuf. V'shayach b'zeh lo me'ein sofik v'sover harambam, de b'zeh choluk chiyuv p'shia mishar chiyuv shomer. The Rambam further says the Pshia is different from the other Chiyuvim. The Kivan, the Poshea, Harehu Kemazik, the Rambam considers a Poshea like a Mazik, Uferushoi, the Chiyuvu Mipnei Sheposha. The reason that a Shomer is Chayiv B'Pshia is not because Pshia is one of the Chiyuvim, like Neva Vaveda and Oines. No, the reason a Shomer is Chayiv B'Pshia is because Pshia is considered Mazik. Ve'enu mitam Chiyuv Achrayis al HaChefetz. Elo dechayev al maiseh hapshir kemoshe mazik chayev al maiseh hahezek. Vahaynu kivan dehayo chiyuv lishmo evaloi shoma, vahasivu azois yeshno gam imu bevailim, degam b'shem bevailim chayev lishmo. Even if the bailim are there, he's not allowed to damage it, he's not allowed to be poshea. Elo dechzeh sakosit bevailim hu dover hapoter. If we hold the second route, then we're saying he is a shomer, but he's just not allowed, but he's ptur, he's potter from hilchus shmiro. Aval b'shar chiyuv shomer dechayev b'achrayis achefetz, the bevailim, like a chiyuv achrayis. Those are the other chiyuve shemrim because he doesn't have it. But as far as pshia is concerned, pshia remains in place because that's a dover hamazik. Aval v'ayin b'tosfos perek hamafkid the turn time as ganav bevayelim chayiv kefil. So the Tosfos says in hamafkid that essentially, if a person is turn time as ganav bevayelim, he should have to pay kefil. Because if you turn it, if you want to get yourself off with a p'tur geneva,
you lied,
and you lied, you're the ganav, and you get the same din that the ganav would have had to pay. In the case of a shoyel,
yes? This is Baal of Ima.
No, at first, not Baal of Ima. In the case of a shoyel, geneva v'aveda is not a p'tur. You wouldn't get yourself off. You would be chayav kerin right away. So there's no chayav kefil, unless you claim bevailim. Then you're going to get off. So you were trying to get off Gneva Baveda using Bailim as the basis. And therefore you would have to pay careful. So clearly Tosfos regards him as a shomer because he's trying to get off Gneva Baveda using Tainas Bailim, so he's using all of the Hilchos Shmirah. And what about Tosfos and Perek HaKoines who isn't sure? That there's a chiyuv kefil if you try to get off with Gneva v'aveda bevailim. The reason is, humitam acher kimvu sham b'shita mekubetzes, and we saw the shita mekubetzes of the Rabbi Eliezer ben Garmisho, the ein tainas Gneva goremes haptur elo mashu bevailim ein sham. That the reason Tosfos wants to say that if you claim Gneva v'aveda, a shoel who says, really, he says listim mezuyonim, and listim mezuyonim is strange. We see in the Gemara because listim mezuyonim is a combination of Eines and Geneva. So, if a shoyel claims listim mezuyonim, he's chayev because it's chayev be'Eines. If a shomer socher claims listim mezuyonim, he's potter because he's potter for an Eines. He's chayev Geneva avaveda, but he's potter for an Eines. If the shomer socher is found to have been lying about the Geneva, he pays kefil. So it has the character both of Gneva v'aveda and of Oynes. That's what listim mezuyonim is. So if a shoyel claims listim mezuyonim bevailim, or even a shomer socher were to claim Gneva v'aveda bevailim, then, says Tosfos, he probably wouldn't have to pay kefil. Explains Rabbi Chonin because he's not using Gneva v'aveda as the p'tur, he's using Bailim as the p'tur.
Oh, which is the question
on the k'tzos. And that's the question. Is there yesh lo'er ala k'tzos achreshen b'inyan tein tanas nignevo mashmas malocha b'shoel? Because you're using meisa mashmas malocha as the p'tur. You're not using Gneva v'aveda as the p'tur or Enes as the p'tur.
So we were thinking that the difference might be that in the case of the Shita Mekubetzes is talking about the patur, we say over there that he's using the patur of Baal of Imoy. So there are explicitly two different mechanisms at hand over here. There's the Baal of Imoy, and then there's the listed Mazuyan thing, and the Shita says, well, since they're two separate ones and he's using mechanism A, then when mechanism A falls apart, since we're not actually using mechanism B, there's no kefil.
Right.
As opposed to the case of the Ketsois, where he's actually, the two, there's actually only one mechanism over here. Listed Mazuyan Derchidua is the two together. It's Ganav and it's Mesa Machasalacha together. And therefore, you can't necessarily say, like the Shita saying, well, he's only using mechanism A, not B, because there is actually only one mechanism over here, sort of the attempt to defend the Ketsois.
I think we went a little bit further than that in the Ketsois. Let's just have a look at the Ketsois inside.
Yeah.
Right, so in the Ketsois, what we wanted to say was the following. אלף דרך ידוע, ראש פרק השל תניה ונשפע וכולי, אין לי אלא שבורו ומאיזו גנבו ועבד מניין, אמרס קבח וממש, אמרס סוחר, who is חייב, who is חייב, who is פוטר בו אינסין, but is חייב בגנבו ועבדו, השואל, who is חייב בו אינסין, isn't it כל שכן. וכי תהם איקה למפרח, מה לשם מסוחר שכן משלן תשלום היקף ובצעין תניס ליסטים מזויים. There is a case where a shomer socher has a chumra over a shoyl, and that is he can pay kefil, whereas a shoyl never does. And even though a shomer socher doesn't normally pay kefil for gneva v'aveda because he's chayav kerin for gneva v'aveda, but if he says listi mezuyon, where he attaches an onus to the gneva v'aveda, and would therefore be potter, it's not a separate oynes. It's not that he's claiming oynes. He's claiming gneva v'avedo under oynes conditions. And under those conditions, I should be potter for the gneva v'avedo, because I did all I could do to protect the item from the gneva v'avedo, and still the gneva v'avedo happened. So in that case, I should not have a chiv to pay. So he's using gneva v'avedo as his ptur, and if he's caught being the gunner, he's chayav kefil. Afilu achi kana b'lishvua adifu mikfele b'shvua, answers the Gemara. Umay pircha, asks the Ktzoyis HaChoshim. Ho b'shoyl nami mishkachas tashlumi kefil. In the case of a shoyl, there can also be a kefil payment. How? Using the Rambam, the Shitas HaRambam, different from the Rosh, using the Shitas HaRambam, the Toyen Tanas listi mezuyon b'derech yadua. What was important about the Rambam? You remember the way we defined the machlokes Rambam and Rosh revolved around the way you make this shvua. The shoyl has to be able to make a shvua that meso machmas melocha, and there are two ways to do that, to be able to make that with some level of certainty. The Rosh says the way you do it with some level of certainty is that symptoms of problems occurred during the work, even if it died later, that there were symptoms of collapse during the work. And the Rambam says, you can never be sure. What do you know? So all we can do to give it a measurable way of being able to take a shvua is to say, was it during the melacha or wasn't it? And we also used, and I don't have my notes, nor do I have the Ktzoyis HaChoshim here with my Ktzoyis HaChoshim with the notes, but you'll probably remember, with the Machloikis Rashbo and Ritvo, was it, as to the reasons for Mesa Machmas Melacha? So who was who? The Ritvo said it's because, who said it was the Pshia of the Mashil?
The Rambam. Well, maybe. The Ramban was the, we saw
the Ramban and the Rashbo.
Right.
And what did the Ritvo say the reason was? Because he gave it to Bematona for that time? Was that his Svara?
I only remember the first, which is there's no responsibility at all on the Mashal's end. I don't remember this. What was the second?
I think it was that he gave them. I think it was the Ritvo, and that he gave it. He gave the usage as a matona.
Yeah.
So he's not a shomer over the usage. Over the usage is a makabel matona. He's not a shomer over the guf hachefetz during the time he's not using it. He's a shoyer. But while he's using it for the purpose he agreed to borrow it, that usage was given to him as a matona. There's no payment either way. He's not paying the mashul, and the mashul isn't paying the shoyl. He's not a shomer socher. He's not a seicher. He's a shomer chino. That's what he is. The Ritvo doesn't use those words, but if he's not a shoyl, if he's a mekabel matona, but he's got to give the body back, then at that time he's a shomer chino over the body.
Yeah.
So in that case, what the Rambam is saying, so while you're using the animal, you're kind of a shemichinim. So whatever happens to the animal at that time, you're not chayav for during that time. That's what machmas malocha means. We have the kasha everybody asked, the Hashbo and the Ramban, but it doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara b'shas malocha. It only says machmas malocha. And we had the Rivosh answering and saying, yes, but how can you don't have anything for certainty. So the way the Rambam determines it's machmas malocha is saying, it's machmas, the very melocha for which you borrowed it, and therefore that was given to you as a matona. And anything that happens to the animal is while you're working it is the mashil's problem, not the shoyl's. That's how we understood the Rambam. In that case, with that understanding, and together with the Rambam's other factor that we noticed, that he put the Bamed Vorim Amurim after Bailim and before Mesa Machmas Malacha. So the Lashon of the Rambam is he brings Hilchos Shoel and he says, Umeis Bailav Ein Imoy Shalem Yeshayim. So that's Hilchos Shoel. Bamed Vorim Amurim Kshinen Ashiloi Bishas Malacha Avalim Shal Behem Mechavel Lakshbu Amesek Shichoresh Yisareze Potur. The Bamed Vorim Amurim seems to imply all these dinim of Shoel don't apply during Shas Malacha, which supports the Ritvo's view that you're not a Shoel during Shas Malacha. You're something else.
Usage as a matona.
You've got the usage as a matona. Now, if you've got the usage as a matona, what is he using to get himself off when he says Listi Mezuyonim Baderech Yadua? What is he getting? What is he using? What is it? What's his mechanism? What's his p'tur?
He's saying that I was in my rights. I had the usage as a matana at that time.
And therefore, what was I in fact during that time?
Well, it sounds like an onus.
I'm a shomer chinam at that time.
And I have an onus.
You've given me the thing, and I have. It doesn't even have to really be an onus. Although the Tzitzah Choshen seems to imply that it needs to be an onus, and the Rambam uses the word onus, but what would happen according to the Rambam if it was just a Gneva of Aveda Bishas Malacha?
I think they would be equally.
One would think that it is a Ptur. One would think that if it's Shas Malacha, you bought it, because that could have. Because that's what you borrowed it for, as long as there wasn't a Pshia. And again, back to the Rambam Shita, if there was a Pshia, that's Mazik. That you chaya for no matter what. But as long as there wasn't a Pshia, and maybe that's why the Tzitzis HaChoshen stays with Oynes. I did everything I could to protect the animal from Gneva V'Aveda. But they came Bezuyonim. And therefore I'm potter because of Gneva V'Aveda. Because I'm not a Shoel. If I was a Shoel, I would be Chayiv Gneva V'Aveda, I would be Chayiv Oynes. And it's not because of a Ptur of Meisa Machmas Malacha. It's the same Chakir as Rebbe Chonon had with Bailey. Is Meisa Machmas Malacha one of the Hilchos Shoel? Or is it a p'tur? Is it one of the Hilchos Shoel? It's a p'tur, and it's a p'tur within the body of Hilchos Shoel. Or does Meisa Machmas Malacha take him out of Hilchos Shoel during that period of time? And our diuk in the Rambam, and using the Ritvo's Perush on Meisa Machmas Malacha, we wanted to say the Rambam holds he doesn't have Din Shoel when he's a Meisa Machmas Malacha. So during that period, what is he if he's not a Shoel? He's not like a Mekabel Matona who doesn't have to give it back. You have to give the animal back. But then you're a Shomer Chinam. If it's Matona, you're a Shomer Chinam. You have no responsibilities beyond that of a Shomer Chinam.
Anytime you take a regular man and give him a Matona, he becomes a Shomer Chinam.
No, Matona, but then you don't want anything back from him. Here you're only giving him the usage as Matona.
Yeah.
And so if something happens during that usage, that's your problem, not his, because that's part of the gift you gave him. Otherwise, you're coming to ask him to pay for what he borrowed. So if it's machmas malochid, in other words, I'm using it for what you gifted me to use it for, and now an expense became involved in that, that shouldn't be something I have to pay for.
Yeah. So we recreated that, but still have problems with the Katsuris, because it would seem then that, so essentially he's saying, I had no din of shoel, that's what he's claiming. I had no din of shoel, I should be potter under the circumstances because of list of Mizuyan Baderech Yadua. Then the issue of whether he's Toin Tana's Ganav or not, if we say that ultimately he's actually lying, right, which are right. The circumstances where he can be Chayav Kefil, so that means we now undo the circumstances of Shem Echina.
No, why? He's not lying about the fact that he was that it was during the time of the Malachim. He's just lying that no Ganovim came.
He's lying that no Ganovim came.
So Ganovim didn't come, and he's the Ganov. What's happened is that he's the Ganov. If he's the Ganov.
He's the Ganov.
And
we're saying Lamasa, you were a Shoel.
And he, sorry?
Lamasa, you were a Shoel because of the circumstances.
No, why? You were using it for Malocha. So you're saying at 9 o'clock in the morning when I was on the road,
yeah.
Ganovim came. We now find that Ganovim didn't come. At 9 o'clock in the morning, he stole it himself.
Okay.
Because from that time onwards, there was no animal to be found. He'd hidden the animal away. So
what was the time that he stole?
He was a Shomer Chinam.
still shum kana because lamaisa he was sitting there doing malacha.
I thought he falls back to being a shah. You're saying he followed.
And that could be the difference between Rav Chanan and the way we're understanding the Tzus HaKoshin. The Tzus HaKoshin would say, according to the Rambam, from the time he starts, if he just says, I'm going on the road, I'm going to be leaving at 8 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to be coming back at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and this is the road I'm going on. Then from 8 o'clock in the morning till 4 o'clock in the afternoon, if he's on that road, he's not a shoel. He's a mekabel matona for the work.
How would he be a shoel?
If he wasn't actually doing malacha all that time. If part of his lie was he was actually sitting at home.
Is he sitting at home doing nothing during part of it, then he's a shoel then?
Yes.
Well, if he was lamaisa still in the malacha, we then say, yes, you lied about who stole it, but we still amoida that you were doing malacha, so you have a din of shon chinam. So therefore, when you made your taina, we can still...
Yeah, so I'm learning it that the lie was the Tainas Listi Mezuya. The lie was not that he was on the derech.
That's the bit. I think that helps.
And that would explain the Rebbe Chonon's kasha.
What about the fact that the Rambam though only deals with time? Did it die during?
Time and Melacha. I think the Rambam talks about the fact that he must be doing what he did. He's not allowed to be Shonen.
Well, I know he doesn't have to be Shonen, but I don't know 100% that it died during work. During work itself,
it was saying. Construct here is...
Avalim shal b'hem mechever lachrosh bo emesa kushi choreshes. Are ze potter. You're doing what you said you were going to do with it. I'm taking a load from from Toronto to wherever, and I'm going down that road. And I did that. I put a load on the donkey's back and I took it down the road. But the donkey never arrived at its destination. Where's the donkey?
I got robbed.
I got robbed. We find you didn't get robbed. You hit it on the road.
And had he not said Mizuyin, had he just said Geneva Vaveda?
Well, so that there, I think that the claim of the Mashal could have been that did you protect it from Geneva Vaveda? What did you do to protect it? It could have been a Pshia that you weren't protecting it properly. Because you do still have a Chiv to return it. So although Asher Mechinim is Potter from Geneva Vaveda, I'm not quite sure about that. I assumed that he would be Potter even if he just tied it Geneva Vaveda. But some Alisti Mizuyin Bader keeps on coming up.
That's the Tosfos that the Tosfos references next.
Yes.
About whether you can have an oinus, whether you can classify the Geneva as oinus.
Whether it's even possible to classify Geneva Vaveda as an oinus. So you might say that you can't class, and that's not just by Kesef. He has that question with everything. Is that right?
Tosfos. Yeah.
I know he has the question with Kesef because Kesef en l'shmiru el v'karka. But I think you're right that he has that with everything. So maybe that's why that we've got to say that there's always a tzad pshia in Geneva Vaveda. Shem Echinim is potter from that, because it's not blatant pshia. But certainly Listi Mezuyon is an oinus. So the shul would certainly be potter. The Asher Esoch would certainly be potter, and the shul is potter if at that time he didn't have a din shul. So he's claiming, remove the din shoel from me, and now I am like another shomer, maybe not a shomer chinam, but I'm not a shoel at that time. Maybe I'm a shomer socher because I'm getting benefit from it. Maybe, or I'm a socher, I'm getting benefit from it. So although I'm chayev b'gneva v'aveda, I'm potter for insin. And these guys came b'zuyonim. So I should be potter, the same as the case of the shomer socher in the Gemara. Shomer socher tainas listi b'zuyonim is potter.
And we're suggesting that any Shomer Chinam who lied about Geneva Avedu would be Chayev Kefal?
A Shomer Chinam who lies about Geneva Avedu would definitely be Chayev Kefal, definitely. That's in the Torah.
So what was our
Havamina
that he shouldn't Chayev Kefal? He should just pay Karen by the
Shoel? Not a Shoel, a Shomer Socher.
That was a Shomer Socher.
The Shomer Socher, who is Chayev B'Gneva Vaveda, isn't trying to get himself off. The moment he says Gneva Vaveda, he has to pay. But if he says listim bezuyonim, he says this was gneva vavede with oines, then he becomes chayev. Then he becomes chayev kefir. So let's do the last part of the ketzos. Miu kimez yosem motzer kefir b'shem esochad b'shem loy mishkachas ala b'shem alef derech yedur chashiv leinam yipirchem. So he answers it with a bit of a doichak, but he can't answer it Rebbe Chanan's way, because that's not how he understands the whole situation. And he's done his game b'shitas harambam, and b'shitas harambam you can't answer Rebbe Chanan's way, he claims. So it's really, it's a machlokes Rebbe Chanan and the Ketzos HaChoshen in the understanding of the Rambam. V'ayin Tosfos Perek HaMafkid, who goes into this whole question of avoinis. This is his biggest raya, because in Bava Kamed Daf Dalad Amud Beis it says Rabbi Yoshaya my time elu tani ganav v'gazlin u'mashani hatani lo shemichinam v'hashoil v'chosav Rashi, because Rabbi Yoshaya lists a whole lot of cases of nizikin, but not as many cases as the next amora, which I think is Rabbi Chiya, and they say, so why does Rabbi Yoshaya leave those out? And it says, yeah, it is really included. Gana v'gazlan is included in Shem Mechinim v'Shoel. V'chos of Rashi, b'chlal Shem Mechinim gana v'gazlan, yesh b'tein tanas gana v'arehu k'gana v'tein tanas gazlan arehu k'gazlan. Aval lo yigazin an Shoel. But there's a mistake in the Girsa. We don't say Shoel. The Shoel lo yipotan av sheh b'tanas gana. Because there's no way that a Shoel can pattern himself with tanas gana. Says the Ketzos HaChoshen, we've just shown that there is a way, according to Rebbe Chanan, the Gizah of Rashi is right, and Rebbe Chanan says according to the Rambam you can leave the Gizah as it is.
The Ketzos.
The Ketzos says the Ketzos you can leave, that according to the Rambam, the Ketzos says according to the Rambam you can leave the Gizah as it is. It's a machlokes Rambam and Rashi. So the machlokes Ketzos HaChoshen and Rebbe Chanan is actually a machlokes Rambam and Rashi. And Tosfos seems to go like Rashi.
It's remarkable. It's amazing.
Isn't that amazing? It's just, it's so amazing. It is amazing. You know, you learn like this, and you just feel sorry for people who are not learning Ketzos HaChoshen. Like, how do you really learn? How do you really get a sense of how you're supposed to learn? How can you possibly know how you're supposed to learn if you haven't learned Ketzos HaChoshen? And that's why, remember, I said to you when we started with this limit, is that the G'dolei HaAchronim just assume that Ketzos HaChoshen is your platform. That you know that stuff, and particularly Reb Shimon.
Sorry, and how do we defend Rashi? We say that.
So Rashi learns. There are two ways you could say. You could either say that he learns the Toin Tanis Listim Mizuyonim Bederich means that the whole thing was a lie.
Right.
He wasn't Bederich. But I think that's a bit of a doichek. I think more likely you've got to say, like Rebbe Chanan, that he holds that he's using. That he holds that Meso Machmas Malochi is a Ptur. It's not a suspension of Hilchos Shoel, which clearly the Rambam says not, but because of our diuk with Bamei Dvarim Amorim. So that's how Rashi would learn that Meisa Machmas Melocha is like he learns like the Rashbo. It's a problem with the Mashil. Since the Mashil was careless, the Shoel is Potter, but it's not a suspension of two. So it comes out, in fact, that the Machloikes, the Belchonen and Ketzos, is the Machloikes Rambam and Rashi, which is the Machloikes Rashbo and Ritvo. There's a whole split all the way down in terms of understanding of how Mesa Mach, what is the mechanics of Mesa Machmas Melocha.
Right, and the best Raya is a Girsa in the Gemara?
And the Raya is the Loshon of the Rambam, although the Ketzos doesn't use that. The Loshon of the Rambam, the Bamei Dvorim Amurim, is a Raya that's how the Rambam learns. But the Raya in the Gemara is the Loshon in the Gemara, the Girsa. That's the Raya, yeah.
It includes Shail, it must be, there's a possibility.
Yes, it's all very well for Rashi to say change the Girsa, it can't be. Says the Ketzos, oh yes, it can. It can and it is. And it's possible that the Ketzos HaChoshen started his whole shiur on this in that Gemara on Daf Dalet. That in looking at the Girsa, it's possible that he built this whole thing. I don't know where he started from. And when he writes it, he presents it in a kind of a linear way. But it's possible that he started it. What is the machlokes between these two Girsois? I would suspect that that's how he came to it.
Right.
ואם תל גזלונים, אבל איתן אז גזל, ופוץ ענף שבזה, כי מדזה אבי מי סמך מסמלו.
And then the question is if we can extend
this. You see, just look at his wording here, that he uses poter nafshe bezeh, he patters himself with tainas gzelo. Why? Kivan dezeh avi meisa machmas malocha, because the gzelo is a meisa machmas malocha, but he's using gzelo. He's not using meisa machmas malocha.
Yeah. It's both in meisa machmas malocha,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's a hybrid.
And we see the precedent for hybrid with Gazlan being a hybrid between Onis and Geneva. So when Hashem Esocho uses Listim Mizuyonim, he's using a hybrid.
Which is that Tosus.
Which is Onis, and he's using Onis and Geneva Vaveda. And we nail him on the Geneva Vaveda. If he's lying, he has to pay kefil because of the Geneva Vaveda piece. We don't say you used Onis as your basis. We say it was Geneva Vaveda in the same way. We don't say it's Mesa Machmas Velofa. We're saying you're using Geneva Vaveda as your basis. And you're saying, during that time, I was potter from Geneva Vaveda. Or at least from Listim Mizuyonim, I was potter. Because it's just a time thing. All that Mesa Machmas Melacha comes to the Rambam, it's just a time frame. It's not the source of the Ptur.
Maybe he feels it's impossible, right? It's impossible to actually, what would you get, a team of doctors? All you have is time.
Yes, that's how the Rambam holds. Let's be scientific about it. And what measurable criteria? How can you allow a person to take a shvur on something which cannot be determined? But if you define Mesa Machmas Melocha as time frame, and you say to him, when what we're asking you to make a shvur on is time frame. We want you to tell us you were on the road you said you would be, and it happened during the time you were on that road. That's all we need to know. That's called Mesa Machmas Melocha.
Well, it's the only thing we can know.
Yes, it's the only thing we can know with certainty. And that gives us a whole worldview on Mesa Machmas Melocha and the two different approaches to it.
Great. So we believe that when you go into Dalit, the Machlokas continues.
Oh, how fascinating. Wonderful. So do you want to just start it? I haven't looked at it much. If you wanted to start for a few minutes.
There's a Rosh and the Beis Yosef.
I haven't seen the Beis Yosef. The Rosh is the Rosh we've dealt with before.
That's right.
So what do you want to start with, the Rosh, or do you want me to find the Beis Yosef?
No, the Rosh we've seen, and the Rosh is exactly as he says it.
Is it necessary for me to pull up the Beis Yosef?
It's in the
Beder Kabayis.
Yeah. What is that exactly, the
Beder Kabayis? The Beder Kabayis was a piece that the Beis Yosef added in a later edition.
So does one find it in the standard?
Yes, it's in either in brackets or it's in a different script. And it just usually says Beis Hay, which doesn't mean Baruch Hashem, it means Beder Kabayis. Usually at the end of a paragraph he'll add it in. Sometimes he actually modifies something he's written before. And sometimes he just adds something that wasn't there before. So I remember seeing the Beder Kabayis when I looked at it at the time, but not since. So is that what we need in the few minutes we've got? Should we look at the Beis Yosef or straight into the Tzitzis HaChoshen right now?
I think, if you don't mind, if we could just go into the first few lines.
Of the Tzitzis HaChoshen or the Beis Yosef?
Of the Tzitzis.
Okay, let's do that.
Well, we have to start with the end of the Ramah.
Right.
Where he defines him loy hirgish, right?
Right. So I don't have. I do have the Ramah in front of me. So this is in Seif. At the end of Gimel. The whole kiyotzev is a behemosh in this yago bimlachto. That one. V'nischama mo meso acharkach. V'nichshelo bederech v'noflo meso. Mikri machmas melocha. That's the Shitas HaRosh.
Right.
Aval in lo yirgish miyad, lo yochel lishova de meitzo machmas melocha. It might be machmas melocha, but he can't take a shvur.
Right.
So it's an unknown. It's an
unknown. Well, you can't link it with certain...
Right.
Okay. So
now you're going into the Ktesachos, and you've gotten Dalit.
Yeah, we're going to be a rosh. That's all we're on.